Our story today is called Christ is All That Matters. Johnny Erickson Tata had a terrible accident that left her a quadriplegic. In spite of her physical limitations, she became an accomplished author and artist. Where 25 years ago, she married her husband, Ken. For her wedding, she planned to come down the center aisle in her motorized wheelchair. Just before her grand entrance, she noticed two distressing problems. First, she had rolled over her beautiful gown and made a big grease spot and a tear in it. Then the flowers in her lap had slipped and lodged between her leg and the chair. She was filled with disappointment, and then suddenly the doors to the auditorium opened and she saw her husband-to-be. Here was the man who was committed and committing his love and his life to her. Johnny later said, "Once I saw Ken's face, all I could think of was him. Everything else, the people in the church, the flowers that were sitting a little askew on my lap, the fact my dress didn't fall right because I was sitting in a wheelchair, the grease marks, the rip in my gown, all of it paled in comparison. When we see Christ, He will be all that matters to us." Colossians 3:11 from the New Living Translation. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you're Jew or Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free, Christ is all that matters, and He lives in all of us. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.